Hello, this is Jim Person.
And I'm Kristen Auerbach with the Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fairfax County Pawcast, a podcast featuring news, stories, and events from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter. And on this edition of the Pawcast, we'll discuss tips to keep your pets safe in winter, and we'll tell you about some things that might surprise you if you visit the shelter this holiday season. We'll also talk about upcoming adoption promotions and special events you do not want to miss. Kristen, our first edition of the Pawcast.
Very excited to be here.
Absolutely. It's getting really cool outside. What are some things our listeners should know about keeping pets safe during the cold winter months coming up?
Dogs and cats aren't immune to cold weather. If it's too cold for you, it's too cold for them. And as the winter months approach, don't forget to keep your pets safe. All pets need appropriate protection against cold weather. Dogs and cats are healthier and happier when kept indoors. But if you plan to leave your dog outside for any length of time, make sure that he or she has access to shelter that's raised off the ground and will protect your dog from the wind.
Okay, pretty good information there, Kristen. Dogs, cats outside, needing access to water, food, shelter, obviously, that kind of thing. I assume making sure their water dishes don't freeze, that kind of thing. What about like antifreeze and some dangers of being outside in the winter?
There's a couple of things you should pay attention to. Pets do like antifreeze. It has a sweet taste, but it can be deadly. So make sure to clean up any antifreeze spills right away so that your pets don't try to lick them up. Another thing you should think about is check your cat and dog's pads regularly in the winter months. They can get cracked and even bleed. Partly from the cold and partly from the chemicals and the salt that people use to melt snow.
Interesting. I've never really thought about that. Speaking about the chemicals and things that we're applying for the snow, people getting prepared for the winter, you also have to be prepared for your pets for the winter. Do you have special tips for listeners about how they should do that?
You want to have a disaster or emergency supply kit on hand at all times of the year, but it can be especially important in winter. These supply kits should include food or water for at least 5 days for any of your pets. Sturdy leashes, harnesses, carriers should be included. And of course, current identification for your pet, along with medications and any medical records.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And folks can obviously contact y'all at the shelter if they need some help or assistance in trying to figure out what should be included.
Yes, they can.
Okay. So remember, extra precautions needed during the colder months to make sure that our four-legged family members are safe and warm. Let's transition, if we can, Kristen, to the shelter itself. It's, I guess it's been called not your stereotypical animal shelter. Can you tell us about some of the surprising things we might find if we visited the Fairfax County Animal Shelter today?
Sure. One of the first things you might notice if you walked in the shelter is that you'll see a lot more than just cats or dogs. People don't expect to find the variety of animals they see when they come to our shelter. We have rabbits, guinea pigs, ferrets, gerbils, small reptiles, and even birds available for adoption on any given day. Right now, we even have several rats available to be adopted. So we like to tell people if you can find it in a pet store, you can probably adopt it from our shelter.
Huh. One of the other things that I've heard that's maybe kind of surprising is that during certain times of the day, folks come in and they see these empty kennels. So that must mean you don't have any animals available.
Yeah. If you come into the shelter during certain times of the day, you may be surprised that all of the dog adoption kennels are completely empty. It's not because we don't have dogs for adoption. It's because they're all outside playing in groups in our outdoor play yards. At our shelter, the dogs go out one or two times a day to play with each other in large groups, and they're monitored by staff and volunteers. So if you come during one of those times, you'll be invited to come out to the play yards and join in the fun. And we have even had people adopt dogs right out of their play groups.
Helps, I assume, keeps the dogs social as well as healthy and that type of thing, too, for the owners. Yeah,
it helps give us a more thorough behavioral evaluation of the dogs while they're there. And we can really tell how they'll behave when they are not in a shelter environment.
Right. And I'm assuming, Kristen, if I go to the animal shelter, it's going to smell like a wet dog and just really stink.
people are really surprised when they come in the shelter and they can't believe how clean it is. We have a state-of-the-art air system and a new facility, and we also have a great staff that makes sure everything is clean for our visitors. Even people who have allergies regularly remark that they don't have problems coming into the shelter. The air overturns frequently, and and the people remark that the shelter is just like going into any other place of business.
Mm. Interesting. Take a lot of extra care to make it a great experience for the folks visiting. Now, a lot of animals that you said, there are staff, but you need a lot of volunteers to run the animal shelter. I noticed there were a lot of volunteers doing various things around the shelter last time I was there looking. Can you tell us about a little bit about what the volunteers do to help?
We have about 200 in-house volunteers, and they are at the center of everything we do. Volunteers groom and bathe animals, conduct off-site dog walks. They socialize cats. They also help with adoptions and intake of animals. So they participate in just about everything we do at the shelter. Even though we have 200, we're always looking for new volunteers to help us fulfill our mission.
Hmm. Okay. And we'll give some information at the end. Folks can contact the animal shelter if they're interested in volunteering.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, there are some upcoming adoption promotions that our listeners should know about. So if you could fill us in on those.
Yes. While most county agencies are closed on Black Friday, which falls this year on November 29th, the shelter is open from 10 to 5 for adoptions. And in the spirit of the day, we'll be featuring fee-waived adoptions on black and mostly black animals. So if you're ready for a break from shopping, you should stop by the shelter and visit.
So play off the Black Friday with black colored animals.
Yes.
Black fur. Okay. And also something special going on until the end of December, another promotion?
Yeah. So through December 31st, we're holding a promotion called Home for the Holidays. Our goal is to find homes for all of our available animals in time for the holidays. So we'll be offering half off adoption fees for pets over 3 years old, and we'll be giving a gift to every single adopter. And that's our way of saying thank you to our adopters for supporting the shelter and supporting their community.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these gift bags are being sponsored by the Friends of the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, and just another way of saying thanks to the adopters for being part of the shelter.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for our time on this edition of the Animal Shelter Pawcast. Thanks for listening. And remember, the next time your family is in the market for a dog, cat, rabbit, guinea pig, or other small pet, come to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, where your new best friend is waiting. The shelter is located at 4500 West Ox Road in Fairfax and is open Tuesdays through Fridays from noon to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Kristen, if folks want to learn more about the animal shelter, contact you or get some assistance and help, what can they do?
For more Fairfax County Animal Shelter news and events, visit us online at fairfaxcounty.gov/animal shelter and be sure to check out the calendar of events located on the site. You may also contact 703-830-1100 extension 2 or email fcpdpetresources@fairfaxcounty.gov to have all of your questions answered.
All right. For Kristen Auerbach from the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, I'm Jim Person. Thanks for listening to the Fairfax County Animal Shelter Pawcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.